Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's August 3rd, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 19th, 2002.
Alora has gone to get the mail, so I'm taking this one again by myself. Here's a question that we're often asked. We're having financial problems. Demetrius and Alora really need some financial help. The question has arisen, well, why don't you sell mansions in heaven? I have heard of other people doing this. I laugh when these things come in and people make these suggestions. We can't sell mansions in heaven. Mansions in heaven have to be earned by those that dwell in them. They cannot be given or sold as premiums. The people earn the mansions in heaven by the good deeds that they do others. Church was to say, well, you come and give me $1 million and I'll guarantee you a 100-room mansion in paradise. And somebody who has committed dastardly crimes comes in and gives them $1 million, thinking that when he dies, he's going to get a mansion in heaven. And when he dies, he suffers a second death instead because of all the evil that he has done. That would be an absolute tragedy. That would be against everything the kingdom of God believes in. You cannot sell redemption. You cannot sell salvation. Salvation can't be bought. When a person repents and uses their money to undo some of the things they have done and live a better life, then when they die, continue to undo the things that they have done, they find salvation and they find a decent life in the afterlife and a place in heaven. They cannot buy such a place by giving the churches all kinds of money. There is one church that has deluded a certain family for years and years who commit grievous crime by thinking that they can buy their way into heaven, and it can't be done.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. I have written a book called The Book of the Nazarene, which tells of my early adventures with Jesus of Nazareth, called the Christ. What's the address, Linda?
www.voicesfromspirit.com/B15N7/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. We're sure you will enjoy it, as many have enjoyed it before.
We're back. God, now we're not only having financial problems, we're having trouble with the programming in our new computer Elgin got for us, and it's making it hard to continue to do the work. What do you have to say about this? What should we do now?
Alora, I cannot believe that this is mere coincidence, because this is happening all over the country and all over the world, right at this crucial time when we need to communicate most, when we need to reach out to people most, when we are struggling for the very existence of mankind. I believe this is the work of the dark ones. I cannot believe anything else. These systems are usually so good. We praise them. We have used them for years, and they have done remarkable work for us. Now, all of a sudden, in the midst of this great crisis, they have put out a system that is absolutely useless, that is fouling up everyone and everything and making it hard for people to do anything. Look what has happened to you. Your email is fouled up. Now you can't make videos, and it is just absolutely incredible. I cannot believe that this is not a plot of the Dark Ones. I cannot believe it, because the systems were so good before, and they worked so well before, and people were so able to use them so effectively before and do God's work. And now it is troubling everyone. It is hard for anyone to work at all. I cannot believe, Alora, it is mere coincidence.
I agree, God, but it's supposed to make things easier to use instead of worse.
I'm worried, Laura. I think these people have had far too many dealings with the military. I think they've just had far too many dealings with the military.
We'll be back again.